Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Mary Washington Healthcare, our focus this morning. And we welcome, it's been a while since Emily Thurston has been in. But Emily, it's good to have you here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted. Thanks for having me.
Mary Washington Healthcare will start off 125 years old this year. That is a, boy, what a great mark to reach.
Absolutely. 125 years of serving this community's health needs is an incredible honor for us. And if I may, I'd like to start out with a little story about how we began, because I think it really sets the stage for what we'll talk about today. So in around the turn of the century, folks in Fredericksburg were adamant that they needed a hospital in this community. And so it's written in the Freelance Star at that time that a group of concerned citizens went to the mayor's office to demand that he give time and attention to addressing the healthcare needs of the community. And the crowd was so large that the mayor actually had to force everyone out of his office onto the front steps of City Hall, where they presented their argument for building a hospital in the Fredericksburg area. And the mayor agreed that this was a need in the community, and so he called for the appointment of a board of regents, who were all ladies at the time. And their responsibility was to raise money to purchase land and build a hospital to serve this community. And so what began as an 8-room hospital on Sophia Street has now grown into a fully integrated healthcare system with 2 hospitals, 4 emergency departments, and over 80 outpatient facilities.
What a great story on a number of levels, because there are so many stories, Emily, in this area of where women, you know, saved Kenmore or saved a number of different, were involved with the Mary Washington Monument. And just to have that group involved in the first Mary Washington Hospital is pretty cool.
Yeah, and that continues today. You know, the Board of Regents was responsible for making that hospital come to fruition. And today, our Board of Trustees is made up of people in this community that are in tune with what the community's needs are. And those values drive us forward in our mission to improve the health of people in the communities we serve.
We often don't hear about the board, but it is interesting at different times when something will come up and in people who are on the board come up, and you know, like you say, they really are people that they're all well-known people and people really connected to the community.
Absolutely. And being connected to the community is really important for us as a nonprofit, independent healthcare system. It's one of the benefits that we have in being independent is to have that community connection and use the community's needs and the community's feedback to drive the services that we offer.
The fact you mentioned nonprofit and independent, we're fortunate to have that. A lot of communities don't have that type of healthcare available.
Right. There is a huge benefit, again, to having an independent nonprofit healthcare system at the center of the healthcare needs in the community. And if I may, I have another story.
Please.
Around that. So, you know, we're called Mary Washington Healthcare, and I like to think that we share more in common with Mary Washington than just our name.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, Mary Washington was a member of this community. She was a matriarch of her family and a business owner, and she was a widow. And in her time, for a woman of her standing in the community,
Yeah. It
was uncommon for women to be widows. Usually, if their husbands passed, they would remarry. But Mary Washington chose a harder path for herself. She chose to remain unmarried. She ran her household and her farm on her own. And she did that so that her family, her children, would benefit from her wealth and her entrepreneurship when she passed away. And so I like to think that, you know, we have chosen a harder path for ourselves also by being an independent nonprofit healthcare system. And ultimately, the people who are closest to us, our community, are the folks who benefit from that.
Well, and I think we all saw and benefited by just the various things that happened during COVID, whether it was the town halls that you had real frequently and during the height of everything weekly, or, you know, just setting up areas. And I think of and can still see in my mind the pictures of, you know, when you were with the parking deck, of how you had to, you transformed so many things. Just that one thing, we really saw Mary Washington step up and make everything so community focused.
Yeah, I think the pandemic really showed where our priorities are for the community, and you know, being there, being prepared to meet the community's health needs. That field hospital, thankfully, we never had to use it, but we wanted to be ready. I think that for me personally, one of my sources of pride in my job was working at that vaccine clinic. You know, that was a clinic that we operated for 18 months, and you know, there wasn't an expectation that, you know, people would come in the door and pay anything. We wanted that resource to be available free to our community so that they could have hope and comfort that, you know, especially for people that I spoke with who hadn't seen their grandkids in so long because they were, you know, afraid of getting sick. And so giving people that comfort and that hope was really a game changer for me and my personal work in the healthcare system, such a source of pride for so many of us.
I knew a whole lot of people either involved with Mary Washington or people that just volunteered to guide people through and to keep the whole process going. And they told the same stories about just how being able to provide that service and how grateful we all were to be able to get. I mean, I remember getting the, being able to go and get that first vaccine. There was just excitement about it.
Absolutely. The excitement and the, and again, just the hope in that vaccine clinic, I think carried a lot of us through some really rough times and really demonstrated to us the power of our mission to serve the people in our communities and keep them safe and healthy. You know, what a great way to see our mission and live our mission in an especially critical time.
Emily Thurston here this morning, the Director of Communications and Marketing with Mary Washington Healthcare. 125 years for Mary Washington Healthcare in the community, and we're talking about that and a whole lot of things that Mary Washington. It's great to have you, Emily, because usually we talk to doctors about new programs or new things, but just to kind of get an overall look is fascinating this morning. Quick break. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Emily Thurston in this morning from Mary Washington Healthcare, as we kind of talk about just the whole scope of what Mary Washington Healthcare provides the community. When you talk about the first hospital on Sophia Street, that's a building right next to the library. Was that the first hospital?
So the first hospital building actually doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, okay. Okay. So there is that building next to it. Mm-hmm. Was that the second, or was that somewhere was the old hospital?
Yeah, you're testing my historical knowledge here, Ted. I'm not sure what year that building went up. But as we were talking about earlier, you know, the new hospital opened up in 1993. You still have your press pass from that event.
I have my press pass from that move because I remember they made the move from the old hospital that was across from JM over to that hospital. I remember they did it on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I don't really remember. I remember going over there and seeing things take place. But it was before we had cameras and phones on, you know, cameras on phones to take pictures like that. But moving the hospital was a huge undertaking, I remember.
Yeah, it was a monumental task. There were multidisciplinary teams that were assigned to different areas of operations for moving those patients over. We still have quite a few people working for us who participated in that process, which is really amazing to see that, you know, we've got such tenure among our associates who love coming to work at Mary Washington Healthcare because they're aligned with our mission, vision, and values. But of course, you know, that hospital move having taken place so long ago, the hospital continues to grow. We continue to add services and make more room for patients in our facilities.
And we're going to get into a lot of that, of all the changes. One of the things that I notice is you just remembered when that hospital, when the current hospital facility opened, all the things now that have grown up around it.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody who, if you were there in 93 and came back today, you would recognize the main hospital, but there's so much more now at that spot.
Yeah, so over the years, we've added multiple physician offices in the area around the hospital. We, have built the Women's Services Center, mm-hmm. which includes our Regional Cancer Center services. And the Regional Cancer Center is a service that continues to grow and change to meet the needs of our community. One of the new technologies that we're offering in our cancer center is really cool. It's called high-dose brachytherapy, and so we use that to treat skin cancer. So that's a new addition to some of the technology in our regional cancer center, and it's very customizable to each patient. So, you know, for somebody who's got a spot of skin cancer, they use this device specific to each patient, and treatments only take a couple of minutes. Non-invasive and helps preserve the healthy tissue around that skin cancer. It's a total game changer for how folks in our community can seek care for skin cancer. So
isn't that amazing?
Yeah. So that's, you know, one of the advancements or developments on the Mary Washington Hospital campus. Something else that, you know, as we were talking about COVID times earlier, something that we did during the pandemic was add on to Snowden at Fredericksburg, which is our behavioral health hospital. You know, there's a growing need for behavioral health resources in our community. And we conduct a community health needs assessment with the Rappahannock Area Health District every 3 years. So we're coming up on a new cycle for the community health needs assessment, but on the current assessment, behavioral health was one of the needs identified. And so there's that addition to Snowden at Fredericksburg, and we're also really proud to support a program at Germana Community College, which is helping train behavioral health techs in our community. So not only are we expanding those services, but we're also helping to create a pipeline for additional caregivers to support our community.
Interesting. I mean, you've already told me about a couple of things that I didn't know that are going on, but just something like that, just the collaboration, whether it's with Germana or with the Rappahannock Area Health District, that's so important, especially in these changing times. And again, to go back again kind of to the pandemic, none of us had ever dealt with that. And in your case, boy, Mary Washington had to just really pivot, and all of a sudden, we were all grasping at what's going on, and you really had to pivot quickly on all of this.
Mm-hmm. And I will say that the pandemic threw more contrast onto the need for healthcare providers. You know, when you have a disease that, you know, people are reacting to, people are getting sick, people are concerned about getting sick, and it puts a great strain on any healthcare provider.
Sure.
And so that really just highlighted the need to have more providers in our community. The Fredericksburg region is one of the fastest growing areas in the country. And so as a healthcare organization, we want to make sure that our workforce, our associates, our trained and skilled providers, that our ranks are growing proportionally. So, you know, the Germana program that we've supported for behavioral health techs is really important, but we've got a number of other educational programs that are aimed at growing our providers to care for our growing community. So we also have a new grad RN residency program that's designed to get new grad nurses into our healthcare system and caring for folks when they need it most. We also have our graduate medical education program, which we've talked about here on this show before.
That is exciting. That is really exciting because that's the kind of program I never even thought. While the decision makers at Mary Washington are looking at this, that was something that I never thought was ever something we would see in this community, but to be training physicians at Mary Washington, that's really just because we hear every day, and it's a big problem everywhere as far as you know getting doctors here. You've got a chance to train them and keep them here.
Absolutely. So the people who are coming into our graduate medical education program, they are doctors, they've graduated from medical school, and now they're getting their specialty training. So we started our program with internal medicine and family medicine residents. Mm-hmm. So our first round of residents are now going into their second year of residency, which is really exciting.
Yeah.
So now we have a new round of first year residents coming in behind them. So so our internal medicine and family medicine residency programs are off and running. This year, we also have been able to welcome general surgery residents to our program, as well as transitional year residents. So these are folks who haven't chosen their specialty yet, but they want to get hands-on training. And so so the transitional year residents are with us. And we recently received accreditation for an anesthesia residency program. Mm. So we'll have anesthesia residents joining us next year.
Wow, this is growing quickly. You started with a couple and you keep adding and adding.
Absolutely. There's just, again, such a demonstrated need for healthcare professionals in our community, and we really see it as a privilege and an honor to be able to support the training and the growth of the next generation of physicians.
Boy, and I guess the hope is we all hope that they like this area and decide this is where they want to practice, because boy, that would really take care of a need that all communities have, but especially this community.
Yes, that's a great point, Ted. A lot of residents, once they complete their specialty training, they do typically stay where they've completed their residency training. And, you know, to even add on to that further, a lot of the residents in our program have some kind of connection to Fredericksburg or Virginia, whether it's, you know, friends or family who live here. So we're very excited to have these residents here and hope that they do choose to stay to care for our community.
Well, it is really exciting that this now exists, and it looks like we'll continue to grow as you continue to add different specialties onto things.
Yep, and we'll be excited to share that with you as those specialties are added on.
The other thing is, I would think having this program helps you attract others when there are openings or when you are recruiting other doctors to come to this area to see that Mary Washington offers this.
Absolutely. You know, not only for, you know, just the prestige that comes with working at a teaching facility, but also, you know, it's very attractive to physicians who might want to join our faculty, because all of our residents are supervised by attending physicians who are supporting their hands-on training.
Never thought of that. That you can, that's another kind of an addition. And some of the physicians that Mary Washington has recruited that have come through here that we've done shows in recent months, boy, really impressive. The caliber of physicians coming to Fredericksburg that you're able to attract has been just top notch.
Yeah, well, thank you for noticing. we've had so many incredible additions to our physician team just in the time that I've been at Mary yeah. Washington Healthcare for the last 10 years. It's been really inspiring to see so many talented physicians come into care for our community. And I feel like this is a good opportunity for me to highlight our recruitment team because they are a small but mighty and tireless team that they only want the best for the people of Fredericksburg. And I think that shows in the caliber of physicians that are coming here.
Well, let me also give kudos to the communications team that you're part of. We talk about changing and keeping up with changes. The type of information that you provide just on Facebook and social media and highlighting different programs is really second to none, and you've been able to highlight to the community. And if people do want to follow and keep up on a lot of things that Mary Washington offers, what you're doing with social media is a great way to follow it.
Thank you. Yeah, there's another small but mighty team back in the communications department that takes a lot of pride in getting that information out there. So thank you for tuning in and paying attention to that.
A lot of times, too, if you're looking for a doctor or you're wondering about a doctor, all you need to do is if you just go to YouTube, because there are a lot of YouTube videos of various physicians in different programs that you can find on Mary Washington. Just Google somebody, and there's probably a pretty good chance that you're gonna find a program that Mary Washington is involved with.
Oh, most definitely. We place a lot of importance on creating physician profile videos and resources for patients to get to know their provider. Because choosing a doctor is a very personal decision, and you want to make sure that you and your doctor are a good fit for each other. It's
sure.
It's a very important relationship in your life. So those YouTube videos are out there. We also have lots of patient testimonials and really cool, more technical videos on some of our services, like robotic surgery, for example.
Yeah.
That's a program that continues to grow. We've got some exciting developments in the types of robots that we have in our health system.
Hold on to that thought. We'll talk about that when we come back. Emily Thurston here this morning with Mary Washington Healthcare. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial broadcasting station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Emily Thurston in this morning, the Director of Communications and Marketing with Mary Washington Healthcare. As we talk about a number of the things that Mary Washington Healthcare involved in. Just before the break, we talked about, or you started to get into the robotic end of things. That is really, that's been amazing over the years to see just how that first started and just how it stands now.
Yeah, robotic surgery is such a wild intersection between healthcare and technology.
Yeah.
And I've had the privilege of being able to witness one of these surgeries where you have it was the Da Vinci XI.
Right. I was going to say robot. Da Vinci was the first one I remember.
Yeah, so the robotic surgery program at Mary Washington Hospital started in 2007. And so we've continuously upgraded our equipment and added equipment to just, again, I know I've said this many times on the show, but to better serve our community's health needs. And just the intricacy, the communication that happens during these procedures is incredible. You have such a talented OR team and a surgeon who's essentially at a console. It almost looks like a video game.
Right.
Except it's a camera, you know, inside a patient's body, and you can see the instrumentation on this robot, you know, just making stitches and incisions, and it's really wild to see. And of course, you know, I'm talking about it from more of an entertainment perspective as an onlooker in the surgical suite. But robotic surgery offers so many benefits to patients. The surgery is less invasive. Mm-hmm. There's less blood loss, less scarring. There's a faster recovery time and a faster return to daily activities. That's what matters to patients, and that's something that is better afforded through robotic surgery. So Mary Washington Hospital has had their program since 2007. Stafford Hospital launched their robotic surgery program just at the end of last year, and already we're looking at upgrading our Da Vinci equipment again to the latest iteration. And we also have more robots that we've added to the lineup aside from the Da Vinci that provide better outcomes for other procedures.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I've known some people that have had some real serious surgeries and they've been treated with the robotics, and it's like you said, it's amazing how quickly they're back on their feet and they're home again, where it was sometimes you'd be in the hospital for weeks and it's just days.
Yeah, and that's such a benefit for patients when you think about, you know, our modern lives. We have school, kids, work. We're, you know, in our community, going to school. You know, there's a lot going on in the average person's life, and less time that you spend recovering from surgery means, you know, more time getting back to the things you love.
Well, and the other thing is in the because I'm like you, I'm just amazed at you. You look at robotics, and I've seen the videos that Mary Washington has put out, and they're just amazing. And to talk to the physicians, because I always figured if you're a physician and you're using the Da Vinci or the robotic systems, you are really smart. You are just really smart, and whether it's the technology, the know-how. We are fortunate to have these kinds of things here, and where you don't have to go elsewhere.
Absolutely. I'm glad that you bring that up, because I like to think that even though Mary Washington Healthcare is your hometown healthcare provider, we offer a lot more than what you would consider at a hometown hospital.
Yeah.
So the robotic surgery is one of those things. We already talked a little bit about cancer, but our cardiac services are also really advanced
for
hometown hospital. You know, we have invested a lot in our cardiac programs over the last several years. I think that we've had some folks talk on your program before about TAVR, transcatheter aortic valve replacement.
Yeah. And you said that well.
I've had a lot of training from our cardiac service line experts, so thank you to them for that. But our cardiac program has received, of course, many accolades and awards over the years, and that doesn't happen by accident. Hmm. You know, we're growing these services and bringing in the best talent to care for our community. We're growing our catheterization and electrophysiology services at both hospitals. Of course, we have outpatient services to support everyday health for our patients with our cardiology practice and new providers. But one thing that we're really proud of with our cardiac program is a TAVR 3-star rating. And I wrote this down so that I would get it right, but it's the highest rating from the Society of Thoracic Surgeons and the American College of Cardiology. And our program is the only one in Virginia with that 3-star rating, and it's the highest ranking that a program can receive, which really places the Mary Washington Hospital program among the elite for TAVR healthcare in the U.S. and Canada. Our facility is represented in the top 4 to 8% of all centers, depending on which procedure you're looking at. So that's pretty impressive.
That is very impressive. And that puts, because a lot of times you hear it, of where when you need some treatment done, you'll hear, well, you should go elsewhere. Those kinds of things, and the type of quality of doctors and the equipment, you don't need to. Again, a number of different things I've needed over the years to be able to be treated here is so much easier and better than having to go out. I mean, there are some things obviously that we don't have in this area, and you do need to go to super specialized things. But for a lot of things, you don't need to.
That's right. You know, your life is here.
Right.
Your friends, your family, your support network, your church, your school, they're here. This is where you should get care to.
Yeah. But the cardiac services, though, you have to feel real proud of. Because I go back and I can remember years ago when even the program was initially started years ago. And continues to grow as you talk about a lot of these things. I just think of the few things that you started with, and boy, that's really impressive.
And cardiac is, you know, probably one of our most prominent areas of growth in the hospital and across the healthcare system. But we have other services that are continuing to grow too, especially to support women and children and mm-hmm. families. We just started our first midwifery program at Stafford Hospital, and it's the largest program of its kind in our region. And midwives are continuing to be, a more and more prominent member of a woman's healthcare team.
Yeah.
when she's preparing to have a baby. So our midwives practice at two offices in the community, one in Spotsylvania and one in Stafford, and then all of our midwives deliver at Stafford Hospital. It's really a very sort of boutique type of setting for women in our community to start or add to their families.
I just saw a story on that the other day, and that is an area that a lot of women, a lot of families are wanting to are choosing. So to be able to offer that has to be exciting.
Absolutely, and the midwives in our program are skilled and are supportive and, again, are just really at the center of a birthing mom's care team. We just had the first midwife delivery at Stafford Hospital, I believe it was last week. So this program is up and running and supporting women in our community at a really critical point. You know, giving birth, that's a huge life event. You want to make sure that you have the best people on your team.
Stafford Hospital celebrated, didn't they celebrate an anniversary just recently?
Yeah, they did. I think it was 15 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it was 15. Yeah, something like that. But as we have talked this morning, more and more you're mentioning more about services that are going to Stafford, and that's becoming a key player in healthcare in this area, and especially up in that area.
Yes, and Stafford Hospital has kind of been a lone beacon up in Stafford until recent years, where mm-hmm. we've started to expand outpatient services in Stafford. Just earlier this year, we opened a large ambulatory services center at the Embry-Mill Shopping Center. And so we've got urgent care, physical therapy, primary care, OBGYN, a lab. I feel like I'm forgetting one, but it's a really large facility there that is connected to the hospital through the healthcare system. So it makes it more convenient and more accessible to get the care that you need on an outpatient basis and to connect to the hospital if you need to.
Speaking of urgent care and those kinds of things, I mean, I live out 5 Mile Fork area in Spotsylvania, and you can't miss that there's the new facility there. I mean, if you need scans, if you need a lot of things, if you've got, if you all of a sudden late at night or on a weekend or something, you know, need to be seen by someone, there are a lot of places around in this area where you can go, whether it's you know, in the Cosner's Corner area or 5 Mile Fork. There are a number of places you can go and receive care.
For sure. Spotsylvania is another area where we're continuing to add services. So the emergency department at Harrison Crossing,
yeah.
And we also have a medical imaging facility there too. You know, we recognize that, you know, we have a large geographical footprint, and, you know, we want to make sure that we're providing essential services to members of our community where they're needed. So that Harrison Crossing emergency department's a, you know, shining, beautiful new facility. We're
yeah.
really proud of it.
I go by it every day and see it. The interesting thing is, I need a scan next week, and I was given the choice that I could do it there. I'm doing it at the Mary Washington site just because I've always gone there, mm-hmm. and you just feel I know where to go, and I feel comfortable doing it. But if I wanted to, I've got a mile away I could go.
Yeah, that's the beauty of, again, being an independent healthcare system where we can make those choices, where we put those facilities, based on our community's needs and our community's feedback. So while you're going to Mary Washington this time for your scan, make sure that you stop by Harrison Crossing next time.
It's there. I know it's and it's all just because of habit. Mm-hmm. When I was asked, I just thought, well, I know where I'm going. We talked a little bit earlier about just some of the cancer services and some of the things, but cancer is one area that you have changed and also just continues to you continue to add services and continue to add things on the cancer front to make it easier for the patient and families.
We do, in addition to the radiation oncology services that we offer, we have a medical oncology practice as well as a surgical oncology practice. So, no matter where you need services, you can have that confidence in the continuum of care across the healthcare system, because we know who you are. You're in the electronic medical record. Mm-hmm. So all of your providers, no matter where you are in the healthcare system, they can see other providers that you've been working with. They can see your medical history. They can see any procedures, any medications that you're taking. So they're really looking at you as a whole person, as an entire patient, and not just whatever your interaction is with that particular provider. So it's a more friendly and comprehensive way of providing care. So, if you go in for a medical imaging study and, there's something that needs attention, then, you can work with our oncology nurse navigators, you can work with the medical oncology team, and then from there, if a patient needs surgical intervention or radiation oncology, it's all one family that's taking care of you.
Emily Thurston here with Mary Washington Healthcare. One final break, and we'll wrap this up this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Emily Thurston here this morning with Mary Washington Healthcare. She's the Director of Communications and Marketing. Good stuff as we kind of look at it overall. We've talked a lot about, the equipment and the services and everything, but there's a whole lot more that goes into healthcare, Emily.
There sure is, Ted. We've talked a lot about what happens within the four walls of our facilities, but being a community-based organization means we have to be out in the community, supporting the health needs of folks that aren't ready to cross our threshold yet or don't need to cross our threshold yet. So one of the ways that we do that is through grants and supporting organizations that share in our mission to improve the health of people in the communities we serve. So just as an example, some of the grants that we have given recently have gone to the Rappahannock Education Farm. And this is a really cool group that is working to address food insecurity in our community and also teaching sustainable gardening so that people can know how to grow their own food. We've also supported the Lisa Pitts Eli Cancer Foundation, and that group is doing really important and meaningful work around supporting community members in their fight against cancer. The Tabernacle United Methodist Church is doing a really cool project with Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. Mm-hmm. I think they've supplied something like over 50,000 books to kids in our community from birth through 5 years old.
Right.
Having education, having you know, books and learning is a really vital piece of a community's health. And then more recently, you may have seen that we provided a grant to Fredericksburg City to place AEDs in some of their city parks.
Yeah.
You know, a cardiac event can happen to anyone, anytime, anywhere. And so having that resource available for our community's health out in the community where people are is important.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because those are all, like you say, they're community focused, and we talked about, you know, growing with the community, and it is more. It sometimes is more than just therapy or equipment or doctors. It's the community.
Sure, and community education as well.
Yeah.
You know, we've produced events in the past where we've brought our trauma team out to train people on how to stop a massive bleed. You could be out driving on 95 and see an accident, and you know, if you have the knowledge that can help somebody stop a massive bleed and save their life, you know, that's an imperative for us as a community to take care of each other. And so it's valuable for us to provide that education and that support.
Well, so many changes in your field, and at times I'm sure just trying to keep up with everything is something. But we you know, 125 years, and we talked about, you know, the commitment to providing and growing with the community, and that's really what Mary Washington Healthcare, Mary Washington Hospital, has done over all these years.
Yeah, we are on a perennial quest for excellence, and we will never stop.
Yeah.
We will be here for this community always.
If a person is looking for a doctor, because I get this all the time, and especially just even a general doctor, what's the best way to do that?
Well, that's a great question, and I like to direct people back to our website, mwhc.com. Most of what we've talked about today, you can find on the website. But when you're looking for a doctor, you can go to mwhc.com. There's a header at the top that says "Find a Provider." You can click on that. You can search by name. You can search by specialty. You can search by location. So if you want to find somebody who's near your home or near your office, if you would prefer a female provider or a male provider, you know, the search allows you to get pretty deep into it. And a lot of our providers have videos, like we were talking about earlier, on their profile. So you can get a feel for who they are and what kind of care they provide before you ever set foot in the office.
And the way things are now, just if around the Fredericksburg area, you're likely to have someone nearby.
That's true. I would say that there's probably the list of specialties that we don't have is much shorter than the list of specialties that we do have. So whatever your healthcare need is, there's a strong possibility that we've got what you need.
Now, just as I look at just some of the things we've talked about this morning, the graduate medical education program, the robotics program, cardiac services, cancer, women and children's services, there is so much going on in this area right now. And if you're looking for something, and again, want to be treated in this area, because there's nothing better than to be able to be treated locally.
That's right. Your home is here, your friends are here, your family, your community, your church, your support system. So we're committed to giving the services that you need and making them available here for you.
Yeah, if you're looking for a provider, mwhc.com, and look for Find a Provider.
That's right.
A lot going on, Emily. I'm glad we were able to do this show, just because to talk about things we usually are very specific, but it's exciting, the things. Sometimes you look at healthcare and have concerns or you worries, but there's a lot to be excited about here.
Very much so.
MWHC.com, Find a Provider if you're looking for a doctor. Emily Thurston with Mary Washington Healthcare. Emily, great to have you in. Don't be a stranger. Come on back soon and talk about more of this stuff.
I sure will. Thank you, Ted.
That's it. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.